Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, this is the last full week before we enter into the Christmas season. And on this third Sunday of Advent, the scriptures tell us that God comes to live among his people, and because of that, we should rejoice. For the past two Sundays, the message God calls every one of us to hear and to do something about is to be watchful, to be alert, and to make a straight way for the Lord. That is, to prepare ourselves spiritually, readjust our moral life, and to strengthen our social relationships to welcome the Lord God on the day he comes to dwell among his people. Today, the gospel teaches implicitly that the Lord whose coming we await is Jesus. He is the light of the world. Into this light, John the Baptist came to bear witness. He came to prepare a people to receive the light. In bearing witness to the light, John calls us to make a straight way for the Lord whose coming we await. He also tells us that here in our midst stands the one for whom John was commissioned to prepare a people worthy to receive. In our day, the voice of John reminds us that in Jesus Christ, God in a special way is breaking into human history. He comes to live with his people. The Lord, the light of the world, whose coming John proclaims and says stands among us unnoticed, comes with special qualities. Of him, the prophet Isaiah wrote in these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to those in prison, to proclaim a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God." Through Jesus, God the Father will make both integrity and praise to spring up in the sight of the nations. In him, God would cast on us the shadow of his blessings. But to have all these, John the Baptist says, repent. Repent from all that does not lead to God. Let us repent from our waywardness. Let us not let deception and fleeting joys lead us astray from the presence of God. John is preparing every one of us, calling us to fill in the valleys and make straight paths in the desert so that we may be able to see the Lord, the giver of life, face to face. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas, we are not only preparing for the Christmas day on its own, but all the days of our lives. Christmas may be very important because on that day, God broke into the life of his people. But beyond Christmas, what next? We have our own lives. There is a day that each of us will account for his life on this earth. Everybody goes one by one, just as we came one by one. On that day, there is no lawyer for anyone. On that day, our lawyer will be the faith we have in God. If we have kept the word of God and we abide by his will, on that day we shall be set free. But as we prepare to celebrate Christmas and the scriptures are calling us to rejoice, let us rejoice in such a way that it will reveal and reflect the repentance we have made, that we have repented from our waywardness, that the present age does not lead us away from the mercy of God, that no politician or scientist is able to deceive us and lead us astray to accept what should not be accepted. Unfortunately, we do not sometimes stand up to the task. We allow what happens around the world to deceive us and make us walk away from the faith. We want an easy way out, but let us remember Jesus said, "It is the narrow path that leads to life eternal, but the broad way leads to death." Sometimes, unfortunately, we want to walk the broad way, and that the broad way does not give life. It does not give love, and it does not give all that we need to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. So today, John calls every one of us to enjoy the salvation that the newborn Christ comes to bring. We must repent. Make straight the highways in the desert. Fill in the valleys of our lives, all the crooked aspects of our lives, all the dark aspects of our lives, so that we may be able to meet Christ with a sincere heart and be able to rejoice with him. For those of us who are ready to make that change, the word of God calls us to rejoice. But for those who are still doubting and are not sure what to do, John the Baptist says, the only way to do it is to repent, to reassess our lives, and to walk towards God with a clean heart. Then we'll be able to rejoice with the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.